This is the Grace of Gratitude Meditation. So be comfortable with your eyes closed. And focus on your breath. Just become aware of it coming in and going out. Release your thoughts. Let go of your worries. As thoughts arise, and they will, imagine that they have no more substance than soap bubbles, and allow them to float away as you come back to your breath. Breathe in and out of your heart center now. As you breathe from your heart, imagine a ball of light forming there. Allow it to grow until it fills your chest. Make it brighter as you breathe light into it. Make it radiant. Now put your consciousness into that light. And imagine writing it down through your body and into the earth. Going down into the earth. Through the crust. Through the minerals, and past artesian waters that supply the nutrients of Earth. Go past all that. Go down. All the way down, down into the center of Mother Earth. Here is the goddess Gaia. The Earth Mother, with skin like the reddest earth, she is clad in vines, minerals, and precious stones. She gives off the very essence of timelessness and magnificence. She stands before a gigantic cauldron of swirling colors. This is the esoteric core of our earthly home, which Gaia tends. And now she turns and looks at you. Her eyes filled with boundless love, the kind of love that can only be given by one who knows your every secret. And yet those secrets matter not, for she holds you dear. And without words, she lets you know that you are her precious child, and she has a gift for you. The Divine Mother reaches into the cauldron and selects the perfect colors for you. And she places those exact healing colors into the ball of light you've brought. The perfect shade, hue, and tone is given to you. There is powerful healing and wisdom in this light. And now you thank her. And you bring this precious gift up through the layers of earth and back into your body. As the ball of light ascends through your body, it will stop at every chakra to allow the healing energy to harmonize each one so that we might appreciate the gift each center gives us. The first place it stops is at the root chakra, which is our connection to the earth and to each other. Here, we are linked to life on earth, to our tribe, and to the very aliveness of being at our most primal level. Our choices and beliefs about this connection influences the whole of our life. Take a moment to recall the times when someone came through for you. Think about and be grateful for the multitude of ways that the earth sustains you. Next, we stop at the second chakra, the sacral. The sacral is the center of relationships, growth, and creative activity. Because of this center, we have the ability to create and procreate. Too often we think we are not creative, not artists or musicians. But I promise you, you are a very creative being. And every time you figure something out, that is you being creative. Every relationship we develop, from the most casual to the most intimate, serves the purpose of helping us to grow. Consider the many unacknowledged gifts we have received from our parents, siblings, friends, and intimate loves. Even if it was only to learn patience, ponder that and be grateful for your relationships and for your growth because of them. Now we enter the third center, the solar plexus. Here is the center of your personal power. Because of the solar fire within, we have energy and self-esteem. This center is all about the relationship we have with ourselves. Our ability to stand on our own and to take care of ourselves. Recall those times when you were generous, courageous, or able to handle a crisis. These abilities came from this center. Give thanks for that. And now we bring the light into the heart center, right in the middle of your chest. This is not the place of mental processing, not at all. Here, in your heart, you will find the home of your true motivation, the hearth of your soul. Love, forgiveness, compassion, trust, and the ability to heal are the virtues of the heart chakra. Be grateful for the ability to care about others, to forgive, and to show compassion. The healing light moves now into the fifth center, the throat chakra. Here is the center of willpower and where we learn to speak truth. Here we blend our will with ultimate truth and trust it to guide us, to act for the highest good. Here is where self-knowledge is free to show itself. Be grateful for your uniqueness and for the ability to express it fully when you align yourself with the ultimate truth. Now let the light flow into the sixth chakra, which is the third eye, felt in the forehead. Here is where we connect with guidance. Here we are shown the difference between truth and illusion. Here is the home of insight, inspiration, and intuition. The key to accessing this guidance is to be open. Silence the loud voice that needs to be right in favor of the still voice that whispers truth. Perhaps you can recall a time when there seemed no way forward, until you gave it over to the silence, and then the way was revealed. Let us be grateful for guidance. Now the light rises into the seventh chakra at the crown of your head. Here we are connected to the infinite light which sustains us moment by moment. This is our intimate connection with our spiritual nature. Here, the cosmic life force streams continually into you. You are alive and you will eternally be alive. Be grateful for that life that is you and for the limitless power that is expressing through you. And now, shining brightly at the crown of your head, sits the ball of light that has just traversed through your energy centers. And it is glowing radiantly, filled as it is with your gratitude. And that light beams your message of gratitude into the heavens. And now an answering glow forms in the distance. A pearly white light shines down on you. and is drawn toward you. This paralyzed light is none other than grace. And now that grace merges with your light, the light you've carried from the center of the earth, and filled with your love and appreciation. So take that grace into your own heart now. It is yours to do with as you wish. With this grace, any question you have may be answered. Any request you have can be fulfilled. Grace is yours. Use this grace, this gift, for yourself, for a loved one, or for the world at large. All is open to you, and all you need to do is say thank you, for it is already done. And now it's time to return. Focus once again on your breath. Breathe and come back. Breathe and open your eyes. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.